T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
To unpack. It took me the whole day to unpack my suitcase from Tampa. Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to AM. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Shout out to everybody who filled in while I went down to check out the Yankees at spring training and be in a little bit better weather and take my son on his first 2 airplane trips. He did very well. I basically freaked myself out and was paranoid over nothing. It was perfectly fine. Shout out to my wife. We pulled it off. And now I'm back because this week, baseball starts. Or actually, baseball started last week. We'll start there. I know you guys want to talk about the NFL. The NFL sucks. The NFL is bogus. I'll tell you why later on. But we have to talk baseball because it's opening week. 877-337-6. A 6 and 2 more 6s will get you on the show. Up, up. And away we go. Don't adjust your radio bars. Club going up on a Tuesday. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So baseball started last week. And when I left, we had the Seoul series. We had Korea getting their first ever Major League Baseball game. And I love that. I love the global approach for all sports. We'll talk about the Brazil game being played in the NFL later on. And I love baseball trying to bring the game other places. You know, driving in, I heard the advertisement for the London series with the Mets and the Phillies. Again, Mets fans, if you're thinking about going, you should go. And I feel like the Met fans should feel a little bit better about this team. While I was gone, they got a stick. Evan Roberts, the stick you were asking for. Pause. J.D. Martinez, who I said 2 years ago should have been a Met. You know, he says he's addicted to the playoffs. Well, addicted to the postseason. I guess that's why he signed with the Dodgers, and then they had a letdown in the postseason. But he thinks that this team that won 101 games 2 years ago can get back to the postseason, and I'm kind of with that. I think this baseball season is going to be interesting here in New York. I think we've kind of leveled out. I think that all of the punt and, oh, man, what are they doing? And here comes David Stearns, the man from Milwaukee. You know, even me joking, calling them the Milwaukee Mets. Like, what happened when it was I don't know. What was the date? It was early in all of this. I think it was February 19th when Andy Martino reported that the Mets had about $10 million left to spend and that they weren't going to do much else. They fooled you. Gotcha. And as you watch spring training play out, much has changed. I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but that's fine because I want to get Mets fans to dial in, Yankee fans to dial in. I know there's no Dodgers fans or Padres fans that are going to really tell me what they thought of the 2 games played out in Korea, but I mean, look at the Yankees. As I go down and take a look at them in spring training, Gerrit Cole is not there. I come back, I hear one of my drops where I say, you know, losing Gerrit Cole is a hit to your identity, at least who you thought you were, right? And it's a different year from last year. We'll talk about baseball reference. And here we go with everybody's predictions, right? The big bad Yankees, I mean, some people don't think they're big and bad anymore. I think it's going to be very interesting for this season. This is now a wait-and-see season on both sides instead of, okay, the season is completely lost. This is a waste of time for the Mets. And then for the Yankees, oh, we got Juan Soto. Well, yeah, we certainly cooled off from December 7th when that happened, losing Garrett Cole, losing DJ LeMahieu, and just taking a look at this team and the way that it's built now. Oswaldo Cabrera, step right up. You got to be the starting third baseman. You got to back up first base with Rizzo, who, I mean, take the concussions out of it. Rizzo's had problems with his back. He could be one bad swing away from hitting the IL. And Carlos Rodon pitched a pretty good, no-hitter against the Phillies B squad, not the same against their A squad. And now he's expected to be a guy that you're dependent on this year. Like, there's just a lot of different things that you're looking at. I mean, at least we got Judge back, got to see Judge. I was at Judge's, you know, first game back from them kind of shutting him down for a little while. Shout out to the Judge family. I saw Judge's mom and his wife in the airport. And the dead giveaway was the dogs. I saw Gus and another dog, and I'm like, oh, that's definitely Judge's mom because I recognize the dog. And then the wife popped up. I forget his wife's name. Ashley Judge, maybe something. I'm like, pointing to my wife. I'm like, look. My wife doesn't know who either one of them are. 877-337-6666. I'll mix in stories tonight from Tampa. I also saw Phil Cuzzy on my flight. Shout out to Phil if he's listening. I wanted to press him a little bit. I went back to my own tweets and searched Phil Cuzzy, and I had nothing nice to say about him. So I'm like, I'm not going to say anything to this guy. But I recognized you. I saw you. But anyway, spring training was great, but I just kind of left spring training with the feeling that this isn't a lock. This isn't all in. This team isn't as built for success as we had hoped when you made the big splash move to get Juan Soto, and now we wait and see. When will Cole come back? Are they going to make a trade here to fill in the blank with that utility guy? Like, look at the bench right now. Look at the Yankees bench right now. We thought it was going to be a lot stronger. I don't know, and I think that's good because I said a couple weeks ago, you know, your expectations are way too high. That's how you get hurt. You got to build a champion. Instead of just saying the Yankees are going to win 100 games, the Yankees are back because of one player, you know, you got to see how they come out there and if they prove it. You got to see what the other teams look like as well. That's the thing. We forget there's 29 other teams. Everybody wants to beat the Yankees, and the Yankees have a lot of pressure on them. And sometimes guys don't respond well to pressure, especially right away. And if they get swept in Houston out of the gate, I know what this station's going to sound like. 877-337-6666. I mean, the Mets might not even get started. You know, we're going to have the conversation about building domes over the next stadiums and have the conversation about shortening the season so that we don't start the season with the April showers like we consistently do. And we obviously have the built-in off day. So just in your head, prepare for that. I just heard Lugie and Paul talking about it. Just prepare for it. It's most likely going to happen. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not going to be Thursday with the off day. And some people might like that. Some people don't like that. Whatever. It is what it is. Maybe it messes up your plans. Maybe it helps somebody else's plans. But, okay, back. That's Chris Berman. So when I left, it was the Soul Series. And I see all these pundits and sports analysts and talk show hosts and people that just love to bash Major League Baseball coming out and saying, oh, what a bad job Major League Baseball did. And I remember in 2019 when the Mariners opened up in Japan? It was the same narrative, right? Oh, MLB fumbled this. How could they do this? How could they put the game on at 6 in the morning? It's just like, shut up. Like, please. It's two games. And it's two teams. And it's servicing an area that never gets this, doesn't ever have this opportunity to see the game. You'll be all right. You're going to have 162 games. Well, 160 for those two teams. But, like, you don't really care. You just care to take this narrative and run with it and get a couple clicks and retweets. And I saw so many guys doing that. I thought it was tired. And I came out there immediately to be like, nah, that's not it, bro. Like, this is the first game they've had over there. They've done this in Australia, London, Cuba, the DR, Mexico, Japan next year. And, you know, as we saw that first game, I didn't even know Yamamoto was pitching the next day. I think he wasn't scheduled, or maybe I just was like, you know, not paying enough attention. But then I fly out and I wake up and I watch the little bit of the end and I check my box score. I'm like, what happened in this game? Yamamoto got rocked. And I'm like, all of the time that we spent here in New York talking about Yamamoto, could you imagine if that was his first outing for the Mets or the Yankees? 877-337-6666. So I thought the Soul Series was a success until the MLB script writers really got crazy. They went from, okay, people are trashing MLB for saying they missed again. How do you have Shohei Ohtani debuting as a Dodger at 3 a.m. for the people in L.A.? Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, that's where we're going to start tonight, folks. I haven't spoken on it. Shohei Ohtani and the MLB script writers, they said, okay, we go from this first day of, okay, Shohei is playing in the middle of the night where the Dodgers fans can't see him, and this is a miss by Major League Baseball, which I don't think it was a miss. I think it was well executed. I have friends that went. I know people in the business that went, and it looked cool. It looked great, and it's fine. But, man, when the script writers dropped that line about $4.5 million coming out of Shohei Ohtani's account and that his interpreter was the one gambling and that he was the fall guy, and it's just like the story didn't come out right. We go from watching that first game. They're kind of talking to each other. Everything seems fine on Tuesday. Then Wednesday we get this information, and it's like plot twist. What's going on here? I know I'm a week late, so I'll just cut to the chase with my thoughts on it. He spoke yesterday with a new interpreter, and I even put on Twitter, I'm like, I know we're not going to get anything out of this. Like, this is, you've seen this so much, right? You just go out there and deny. He's not going to answer any questions. But we have a lot of questions. We are trying to connect the dots, man. I'm like, the biggest question for me is, okay, if this guy came out there and said that Ipe, his translator, was the one gambling and taking the funds out of his account without him knowing, I get that Shohei isn't a money guy, right? You know, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies. That is the translated line that hit Twitter from all of the reporters. Okay, so if Ipe was stealing money from you and he's been lying this whole time, how are you that oblivious? Aren't you with this guy all day, every day for the most part when you're doing baseball stuff? I mean, he's in the clubhouse, he's in the dugout, he's there with you. Like, the math isn't mathing to me that $4.5 million could go missing, especially with a wire transfer, right? I had a wire transfer this year for an appearance that I did, and I got dinged $15 for incoming domestic wire transfer, where I was like, hey, what's this $15 negative for? Obviously, I'm nowhere near the money that Shohei Ohtani makes. But none of your financial advisors said, hey, bruh, 4.5 in a wire transfer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Something's going on. We're not stupid. We weren't born yesterday. Don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. Something more is going on with this whole Shohei Ohtani thing and Ipe. The next day I see it's like, Ipe never worked for the Red Sox. Oh, okay. So he lied on his resume. Oh, he never went to the college that he said he went to. So, okay, they're going to throw this guy all the way under the bus. They're going to assassinate his character. He lied. He's been telling lies this whole time. He's a degenerate gambler who somehow was so close to Ohtani that he was stealing money from under his nose. I mean, there's a thread out there with certain games and bets that were placed with this overseas bookie. And that's another angle of it. Now the FBI is involved. Major League Baseball dragged their feet until late Friday to be like, oh, okay, we're opening the investigation. The FBI has no, they don't care. They have no dog in the fight, right? They're going to do their investigation and more is going to come from it. I mean, gambling like that, illegally with an illegal bookie, like that's one thing. But Major League Baseball is going to protect their unicorn. They're going to protect their prize possession, their $700 million man who's the best thing since Babe Ruth. He pitches, he hits. We've never seen anything like this. He's a global icon. They're going to protect their best interest, and you know that. You know what Rob Manfred's going to do. You know what he did with the Houston Astros and the trash can scandal. You know what they've done in these last few years since the Bud Selig era, which has been 10 years, you know, with the game of shadows, the steroids. You know, I was on the radio earlier today in San Francisco calling in, talking about how, you know, in the court of public opinion, people don't care. Once stuff like this comes out, Shohei is now labeled as somebody that was involved with some type of crooked betting, gambling. He can come out and say he never bet on baseball, and the quote, I never bet on baseball or any other sports. Or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I've never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Ipe has been stealing money from my account, has told a lie. So it's all on Ipe. It's all on this guy, right? Nah, we can't believe that. That doesn't make too much sense. And you've got, of course, Pete Rose chiming in and everybody kind of weighing in on it. More will come from it, but I guarantee you this. They already announced that the Dodgers are going to face the Cubs in Japan next year. And what Shohei Ohtani means to Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred is not going to let him get suspended or miss time from this. Some people are just above things, folks. You'll learn in life that some people do have enough money and power and status to beat things. I don't know if P. Diddy's going to be able to pull that off, but Shohei Ohtani, I think, is going to be able to pull that off with this, where you're just going to have to take his word for it. You're just going to have to take what they say, and the MLB scriptwriters will write into the script that he will get off scot-free. I really think he will. I really think that even though they messed up how this story came out and, you know, here we are now where Shohei spoke, I think that's it. And I am rooting against Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers, but not like this. Like, I'm not rooting for the guy to get suspended. I'd like to see the truth. I'd like to hear exactly what went on here because I don't know. You know, they say I've got some oceanfront real estate to sell you in Phoenix. Yeah, like, I just can't buy that $4.5 million comes out of any human being's account. I don't care who you are. $4.5 million and you didn't know about it. I don't care if you're this fun-loving, I love dogs, and I like my privacy. That's another thing, too. Why are you so private? Why you don't want to come to New York, huh? Sketchy, right? I just can't believe that that much money came out of your account and you had no idea. And this guy has, what, like, there's no way. I don't even know why I'm talking through it. There's no way because you have to verify that stuff. So this guy's got what? Your social security number? Your fingerprints? Like, what is it? You're like, there's some way that you knew or were involved in this. And in the beginning, it kind of sounded like Ohtani was being a good friend. Hey, you got yourself in a lot of trouble. And I honestly don't know what you make as an interpreter to get yourself in the type of trouble where you need $4.5 million. But this has opened up a can of worms. Not just for baseball, but for all of sports as we talk about gambling. And, of course, it's right during the week of March Madness. And we're not going to talk much about that tonight because I hate March Madness. Of course, the year that I'm like, yo, chaos, pick chaos, it goes all chalk. But shout out to the JMU Dukes for beating Washington, or Wisconsin rather, and you know, paying for two nights of my Airbnb, 877-337-6666. So we'll talk Ohtani. We'll talk outlook on the Mets and Yankees season, and I will fill in the blanks with random things like, I don't know, Krispy Kreme joining forces with McDonald's. They're rolling this out later. Like you can get Krispy Kreme donuts if you walk into a participating U.S. Krispy Kreme shop. Like, I don't even know why I'm mentioning that. It's just something that came up on Twitter. I was like, oh, interesting. Look at these brands coming together. But, yeah, the Yankees went to Mexico. You guys got to see Robinson Cano and Trevor Bauer. We can talk about that. And the NFL, we'll get to it. We'll certainly get to it. I just think the NFL sucks. They have a monopoly over us as fans and the players. As much as they want to preach player safety and concussions and let's change the rules of the hip drop tackle. Just like I saw J.J. Watt say, just fast forward us to them wearing belts with flags. And if you've listened to me on WFAN, I told you we're going to be watching flag football sooner rather than later. They already turned the Pro Bowl into that. I mean, pretty soon there will be no more like tackle football. And it's just getting ridiculous. Like, we're changing the kickoff now. I mean, we're changing it again. We already changed it once. Now we're changing the kickoff again. The NFL does it. Then college does it. Then high school does it. And it trickles down to Pop Warner. This new kickoff rule, the ball is at the 35 if it goes out of the end zone. The ball is at the 40 if it doesn't reach the landing zone. The ball, they've completely changed the game. The kickoff was one of the greatest moments in the game. Just like hoping a guy takes it to the house. I don't know. I don't know what to say about the NFL. They're getting greedy. You want to watch this Brazil game? You got to have Peacock. Now Amazon's going to have a playoff game. And, I mean, it's only a matter of time till they expand and add another week to the season. Now they're playing on Christmas on a Wednesday. NBA, they just stole your girl. For years, it was NBA all Christmas, right? For years, NBA fans said the season doesn't start until December 25th. But the way that the calendar lined up for the NFL, they got a little taste of what it's like to have people at home watching those games. And they said, all right, yeah, we're going to do this moving forward. NBA, sorry, we're taking your girl. That's not a one-to-one thing anymore. We want parts of that. And I just look at all these different things coming out from the meetings. I know you guys care a lot about what the Giants and Jets owners say, what the GMs say, what the coaches say, and we'll get into it. But I remind you that, like, after all is said and done, more is always said than done. And what they say and what they do are two completely, like, it doesn't matter. Well, let's get to the draft. Let's get to the season. I'm not going to make too much about what, you know, Woody Johnson has to say about Zach Wilson. I'm not going to make too much about what John Mara has to say about being sick over Saquon. You had the remedy. You had the elixir. What are you talking about? Or Daniel Jones, or them drafting a quarterback. Let's see how the draft plays out. I will humor with you. I will humor that with you later on. But we should be talking baseball. We are 2 days away. Club going up on a Tuesday. Then we got Wednesday. You wake up Thursday. It's Happy New Year. That's what the creatures say, right? Happy New Year. A new year for baseball where I feel like the Mets and the Yankees' expectations and where they actually are going to land when it's all said and done, like, we're right there with each other. And that's just how it works, folks. Like, we take it day by day, series by series, week by week, month to month. And just in this last month and change of spring training, like, so much has changed for the perception of this Yankee team and this Mets team. And nobody knows what's going to happen, and that's why we watch. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk sports, starting off with the Mets and the Yankees and Shohei Ohtani. And then I will mix in little things about, I don't know, Dante DiVincenzo and the Knicks shooting threes and how Monty Williams hates the Knicks. And, oh, the Knicks beat the Nets again? Are the Nets still in the league? And, yeah, we'll get to pretty much everything else. It's a five-hour show. Join me. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.